Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You guys down low, and I mean, I think you need two guys still. Like, ultimately, yeah, you're right. Haggerty needs the ball in his hands. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. You're right.
He's a scoring point guard, though. That is clear. Could he take it down a bit?
Listen, yeah, it's very clear. They are going, as much as we want to say, like, they need stability for next season, given what we can tell from the roster right now, ultimately for next season, what he's going to have to do is do what he couldn't do last year, which is get all these pieces to fit together and swallow, you know, and accept roles. Because there's no getting around, like, maybe in 2 years he can have that stability we're talking about of, yeah, like, guys. But, like, you can't do it all in 1 year, and it's very clear. At most, at this point, with Sharon Fontan in the portal, they can return David Jones, Nick Jourdain, Ashton Hardaway, and I guess if you want to include Joe Cooper in there, too, Joe Cooper. Like, at most, you're returning, like, four guys who played for you last year.
Right.
And so there's 13 scholarships. Now, I don't know, you know, if they use, you know, maybe there's a different strategy where you don't use every scholarship. Maybe you load up on your NIL a little more rather than spreading it out through seven guys. You know, maybe you put Joe Cooper on scholarship type of thing and you only have 10 guys who you really, you know, okay, real. I don't know. But to me, don't you think with the way what we saw with David Jones, what he needs, because he is like, he is not a guy, he can create for others, but ultimately, like, his natural tendency is to, like, he's an ISO scorer. That's what he is at heart. Mm-hmm. And I think you need that guy. But you need to surround him with you need to surround him with, like, a point guard who's more defense facilitating oriented. And a wing who is an outside shooter, a guy who can, you know, hit an outside shot and can also defend. Like, I don't know, maybe Haggerty is a good defender. I don't know enough about him.
Right.
I just watched the games Tulsa played against, yeah, Memphis. But, I mean, even though he went to Tulsa, like, he's a top 100 recruit. He was at TCU originally.
He's a stud.
Yeah. Now, he does seem like the classic Penny player, though, where he's long. You know, Penny, like, loves those long, like, playmakers. Who don't really have a position.
Yeah, I thought he was taller than 6'3". Do you point out his length?
Who don't really have a position. Like, positionless playmakers. Mm. And oftentimes, you know, he doesn't get enough shooting with it. Like, that's what we've seen with the roster construction. Like, yes, it is good to have those positionless playmakers, but mm-hmm, you got to surround them with some shooters. But if you look at, you know, I don't know which of these guys they've reached out to are backup plans and which ones are,
right,
like, the guys they want, mm-hmm, you know, because, like, I think people misconstrue that when you get all these, like, you know, there's 16 names, I think, technically, that have been reported that they've listed Memphis, these transfer portal guys. But it's like, I guarantee you 10 or 12 of those guys are not, they're backups. Like, they're like guys, like, we're just making contact if we swing and miss, yeah, on some other guys. We want to make sure we have a line out to some alternatives. Mm-hmm. So it looks like positionally, you know, he's looking for bigs and he's looking for a point guard, and he's, you know, looking for
wings,
defensive wings.
Everything.
Defensive wing. Yeah, he needs everything. But he also needs, and I guess P.J. Haggerty maybe fills this role, but, like, I mean, listen, he was lead dog on a bad Tulsa team. Like, if he's your lead dog next year, you know, I don't know if that's good enough. You know, like, ultimately, he was the lead dog on a Tulsa team that was one of the, you know, was better than the year before. But if he doesn't have other players around him, I mean, you saw what happened last year. So that's why I think Jones is really important. You know, you just
If you don't have him.
If you can have that return, at least that back, even though he's not like your classic, I just don't know if he's like got the, doesn't have the vocal leader type of deal in him, I don't think. I think he's more of the, he's kind of goofy, you know, he's like a trash talker and he's, you know, kind of goofy, you know, like he's a, I don't think he's a bad teammate. I know like sometimes he seems like he can get very ball dominant, but I don't think it's like, I don't think it's intentional, if that makes sense. I think it's, he's got, his heart's in the right place most of the time, but he also doesn't seem like, you know, vocal leader, like, you know, he's
not a group.
Maybe Jordan can be. Maybe Jordan can be. Like, it sounds like Jordan could be that. Now, he, you know, he's not the fiery type, but he is, sounds like he.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Napoleon Dynamite ish. I get, that's the kind of vibe I get. From Jordan.
From Jordan?
But yeah.
Like, stop.
No, not Nick. No.
What are you talking about?
He's like
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. He's more like, I think.
He's got some Napoleon Dynamite.
I think Jordan's problem is sometimes like he doesn't, you got to like fire him up. You know, like he's not, like he's the guy you got to gas him up. You know, yeah, and coaches a lot of times say you'd rather have guys you need to like calm down than you have to gas him up because, you know, you can, it's just, you want him. I think, you know, in terms of like getting everything out of what his toolbox is, Jordan can do a better job next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
there's a lot. He had a couple big games before Tomlin got in here.
Yeah,
like he was getting real comfortable. Shot 40% from three. You're, there's a lot to work with
him. He's got a good toolbox, and it felt like last year, especially as the year wore on, it was like we're not getting the most out of this. Mm. Like, you know, like we're not getting the most out of this. Yeah. He seems a useful player, but he's like another guy.
Like he lost his way a little.
If
bit.
He's your first, like I'd much rather have him as my first big off the bench than my starter. You know, like I like ultimately when this all shakes out, like that's what you want. Right. If you're going to be a really good team, Nick Jordan is the first big off the bench on a really good team. And so I don't know if they can get there personnel-wise
behind
where
big,
that's the
big
case.
Danger. John, tell us danger's coming.
Danger zone.
Danger.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Illinois at the end of the year. He got his like playing time cut this year, but at the end of the year, he was playing a lot.
He was.
He was back.
In their biggest games, he was playing well.
Yes. And the year before, he was all right, right?
What up, man?
The year before,
right. Is it danger?
That's danger.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I said it like that. I was like, I'm hoping this is the pronunciation when I said it yesterday.
Now, we did hit the Quan when Naquan Tomlin came up in here and the whole damn season fell apart. So we better be careful.
No, it's you know like,
what I'm saying? Hit the Quan's got bad vibe. Isn't that the song that they played at Tubby's Memphis Madness was Hit the Quan? That guy came and it was like,
about right.
That was the sign of like, oh man, Memphis Madness.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have done this.
Oh, that's right. Was it like a live performance of Hit the Quan?
It was the live, and Tubby hit the Quan.
We never should have played it.
I was there. I believe it was the JUCO year. It was the JUCO year, and I was the beat writer. And I remember one of the highlights was they got Tubby attempted to hit the Quan.
Yeah.
He held up his end.
Now, Danger, let me tell you what Danger is. It's Melissa Boyd when she sees that snow and grass.
That woman has got demons.
She's got that Danger!
Man, stop.
On the bench. Danger!
She's sick, bro.
Nah, seriously, it's not something to joke about, but damn, who are we electing, man? Okay?
They don't make them like this anymore.
No, they sure don't.
I see that Mystical used to get Mark.
This is my kind of rap. This is my kind of rap.
Wow.
Mystical.
Learn something new about you every week.
I think you and Melissa.
I told you, Usher, D'Angelo. Like, yeah, they were, you know.
We get you and Melissa in a room, put on some Mystical. Who knows?
Talib Kweli.
How does it feel? Yeah. Leonardo in there naked.
I'm not, you know, the new stuff I can't really get with.
That's why he's got three kids.
I can tell.
Boy, active. Put that D'Angelo on, man.
Shake it up.
Hey, well, Lindsay knows the deal when Mystical's on, huh? All right. He's Mark Giannotto. Read him at commercialappeal.com. Listen to him from 2 to 4 here on 92.9. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Sweat, no blood, no tears. And
if I tell you it's a hit. It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Stephon Diggs. Leroy Jenkins. You know what I'm saying?
No, I have no idea on that one. You're in that. I guess that technically means you're in a good mood when you bring up Leroy Jenkins.
That is a dead giveaway.
Who is he to you?
He's just an internet meme from back in the day.
Okay.
All right.
I never know. We don't know.
Yeah.
Where these things come from.
Yeah.
How they come into your mind.
Sorry, my ADHD is flaming up. But Stephon Diggs is headed to, as our friend Glorilla might say, Houston. To the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota. Buffalo's getting a second rounder. Now, they have to do a couple of things to get that second rounder. A, they have to send away a couple of picks in the future of their own, like some late round picks. And then they got to eat, I think it's like $28 million in cap space just to get this guy out of there. So this clearly had gone extremely toxic for him in Buffalo. And I mean, do you have any suspicion as to why? Like, it feels like it really he led the NFL in receptions the last 4 years. So I'm not really sure. maybe it was that last pass there against the Chiefs where Josh Allen threw it to the end zone. I don't know, man. But I'm just not real sure what Stephon Diggs had to be upset about, given his huge role in Buffalo.
I have no idea. It did seem like the nature of their relationship changed. Again, I don't remember what the particulars were. I remember being surprised that offseason to hear anything, and just in terms of Stephon Diggs not being happy with Josh Allen. I don't know if it's that relationship, though, of why we're here. I think financially they find themselves in a spot with a receiver who's been declining, or certainly who had a declining year last year, maybe a relationship that's declining with that. It's a $31 million dead money charge that they're going to carry. Financially, they had gone all in, John. So financially, they're tied up. If they feel like Stephon Diggs isn't engaged anymore, you're not getting same Stephon Diggs, whether it's because of the relationship or because he's headed downhill now that he's in his 30s. You got to move off of it. And so just from a financial, this is as much a financial decision as anything else. It appears you've got to get off of his money. Yeah, apparently Josh feels like he doesn't need him anymore. You know, it's not, you don't have a happy number one receiver and quarterback situation anymore. So you got to move with what you're paying him. You needed it to be. Mm-hmm. That needed to produce at a high level, at a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase level. It's not doing that anymore. So you're willing to get what you can for him.
Yeah, It was. I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday.
And he's a malcontent, as Jeffrey Wright has put and described him as. And Jeffrey Wright is right. It seems like every time you turn around, whether it's his family or somebody else saying, got to get him up out of there, you always got an issue where in that locker room, Josh Allen is having to take questions about why Stephon Diggs is mad. Other mm-hmm. players are. It's the same thing. So he becomes a constant distraction. I believe this is a case of they feel like it's not worth it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yesterday there was a. RG3 did like a video where he was talking about Stephon Diggs being instrumental to Josh Allen, and if they could stay together, their championship window was open. A social media user said he's not. Stephon Diggs is not essential to Josh Allen's success. And last night at 7:51, Diggs replied to that tweet and said, "Are you sure?" And today traded. So, clearly,
this is a key stat. Over the Bills' final 7 games of last season, including the playoffs, Diggs averaged 41 receiving yards per game and had 0 touchdowns. Like, he was done even going to him in the same way that he had.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those last 7 games tell you everything you need to know.
Wasn't there something before the season last year with
them? It was right before the season, before last season. But, yes, this has been going on now. Felt like a couple of off seasons or just one.
Well,
again, I don't know that we ever knew the exact nature of the issue.
We don't. We don't.
He said, she said, stuff might have been, remember Justin Jefferson not putting Kirk Cousins in his top 5? Could have started with something like that.
And then
you've disrespected me, or I'm not, Yeah. I can't remember how it started. Does seem like that festering started to, you know, it sort of spilled out onto the field just in terms of the way his production's going down.
Yeah. Look, he's a good player, and I think, you know, sometimes you just need a new start.
Wasn't his brother just saying, too, that was the issue this up, that he needed to get out of there? Like, that's a distraction for the Bills.
Right.
At this point, they're tired of paying what they were for somebody who's not producing and a plus distraction.
Right, right. So, look, I think...
It's kind of like moving on from Draymond.
In some ways.
It's going to be expensive, probably, for the Warriors now. He has had some good games of late. And frankly, you know what? He may be quintessential to their DNA. Maybe there's never another. But let's be real, too. They're sitting in the 10 spot. And they got Draymond. We just talked about it. That contract they signed looks like a big mistake at this point. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of like that. It's like that in this sense, John. You ask yourself, is it still worth it?
Right.
The Bills have decided no. We'll get what we can for him.
Well,
Golden State may find itself at that point sometime in the next year or two.
I'll put it like this. There are lots of deals that happen in the NFL where they're like, there might be, I think like the Steelers are a good example, right? They move on from Kenny Pickett. They bring in Russell Wilson. Their Super Bowl odds don't change. They stay the same. Texans bring in Stephon Diggs. It immediately moves from 25-1 to now, Jason, it's down to 16-1 at some places. I assume C.J. Stroud's going to take some money on MVP. Like, that tells me that the smartest people with the money are high on the move. So I have to believe that, I mean, feels like really no risk for the Texans, honestly. Feels like, well, I mean, I guess unless you just feel like the risk would be Diggs coming in here and ruining something that was so good last year, which it undeniably was. But I think the upside is just crazy. The upside is crazy with that offense. Because C.J. Stroud clearly the best young quarterback in the game.
Well, you have a Stephon Diggs who's eager to prove that those last seven games of last year are not, you know,
and that he doesn't need Josh Allen, right?
That too,
and that kind of the Brady Belichick thing. Who made who? I think he's definitely going to want to do that and show out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mark this on your fantasy draft boards.
It's over 7.5 touchdowns. Told you. Sound like you're talking yourself into
it. Well, Tank Dell, unfortunately, is going to probably get hurt as a result of this. His targets probably go down. But, look, the team's going to be good. The team's going to be good, and he enhances them. There's no doubt about it. For the Bills, like, I don't know. Do they have a first-round pick?
I believe so.
Okay, so let's – to me, it feels like they would have to look at receiver. Like, Xavier Worthy.
And there's about seven of them that you could take first-round. In the first round, so.
Yeah.
Again, another reason that they might have been more willing to do this now, take the dead cap hit, $31 million, that's hard to swallow right there.
Right.
Because you've got so many possible day one type receivers.
Yes.
Right there and available pretty high.
Yes. So it's got them drafting, this USA Today has them drafting the Georgia receiver, Ladd McConkey. I would rather go if Xavier Worthy is available. I'd sort of rather go him because
McConkey is kind of.
You think he's got?
He's a hybrid type dude because they've got him listed at receiver. Like dude can, you know, he's kind of a receiver / tight end.
No, I mean you kind of already have that with Kincaid. So why not go with somebody who can take the top off the defense?
Was that done today after the Diggs deal?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah.
Now it wasn't ESPN.
It's all good. We don't. And ESPN ain't the end-all, be-all.
It's not. Okay, Field Yates, I think, did one. Field Yates did one in the wake of, I assume this is, I don't know, is this in the wake of the Diggs news? Maybe not. Yeah, he has them taking Xavier Worthy. So
Texas?
Yes. Yeah, that's who I would go with. You know, if he's available.
There is a lot of them, bro.
Bill's at 28. So, I mean, they'll have and they will 100% use it on a receiver, right? No questions asked.
I mean, you don't have a one right now. Exactly. You and Jeff talk about Curtis Samuel.
I mean,
broke off for 600 yards last year. Like I said, he's barely a two.
Right. So there's no doubt about that.
So you have to go get a one.
Yeah.
So anyway,
who's your other guy, Shakir or whatever?
Yeah, you got Khalil Shakir, who again,
I don't have his numbers in front of me last year. Remind me of how great he was.
He's a slot guy.
Year.
I mean, he's a slot guy.
Just a slot guy, right? Not really. Not a number one, correct?
He had 611 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he's basically
Curtis
Samuel.
That matches up perfect with Curtis Samuel. They got two Curtis over there, and traded the one.
That's right. And they had
the disenchanted one that they had.
Yeah, Gabe Davis was a 2, and he's gone.
They'd love, but as y'all tell me, they love their tight ends.
Where's Gabe Davis?
Them all season long. He went somewhere. I can't remember where. Maybe to the Commanders.
Is that he might have that? That's
wouldn't that be funny?
That sounds right. Actually, where's he at? He is a Jacksonville Jaguar,
and they're very excited about their offense now compared to this Texans outfit.
I thought he'd be a lot better than he ended up being in Buffalo.
Yeah, I remember you raved about it.
Yeah, that was two years ago.
This is perfect.
Well, you're supposed to have that third-year breakout.
You spent about 5 minutes on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He was supposed to have that Chris Godwin-type breakout, man. It never happened. It never came for him. Maybe it will happen with a real quarterback in France.
This would not be good for Josh Allen's numbers next year. I'm telling you,
he's gonna have to start running.
And for just bringing in a rookie one, that doesn't just fill in everything that Stephon Diggs had been in key moments. Realize it went off the ledge, but in key moments for Josh Allen, it was Stephon Diggs coming through. It was Stephon Diggs who knew you, who knew where you were gonna run to, so where he needed to get to get open for you,
right?
Because you were gonna be scrambling all over the damn field,
right?
Stephon is the one you came up doing that with.
Yes.
You know, you don't just get that, 1 year removed with a new guy.
No.
It'll take a while. Good luck, Josh Allen.
No question.
Good luck, Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Window closed for now.
That's what some are saying. Some are saying that. Well,
they went all in and they missed.
Dave Portnoy wants you to know that you are an idiot if you believe that.
What?
If the Bills window is closed.
Oh, I don't give a hot you-know-what about what he says.
Well, he said it. He wanted you to know that.
Him and Sudeikis, they were had their chests out, didn't they? The other night.
During the race war? During the 2024 race war?
I mean, if Caitlin Clark is saying don't do it, so that's yes, in the race war. They were right up front, him and Sudeikis. Portnoy and Sudeikis.
I think Sudeikis.
He couldn't wait to get there and do that to Angel Reese. I couldn't wait to do it. Caitlin's like, no.
Right.
Now she said that directly, but that's her thing. She wasn't going to do that again. But Sudeikis couldn't wait.
No, he couldn't.
Portnoy couldn't wait to say, I wouldn't have hugged her.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Uh-huh.
She got more class than she sure does.
That's right. Yeah.
When you going to get on the front lines with them? Feels like you've been...
Yeah, I don't want to know.
You've been pushed up to the front.
I think my real opinions would be a little too hot for TV. Sometimes, I got to keep those hidden.
You're... Real opinions?
Yeah, as it relates to.
What are you saying?
As it relates to Caitlin Clark, I don't think y'all are. Quite ready for this jelly.
Well, hit next door. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about.
Maybe y'all need to sort of grow up a little bit before y'all are ready for what I'm about to do. We'll see how it progresses, and if I deem y'all ready to hear this, but for now the answer is no.
We sure will see.
Next story.
Speaking of that game, and it's really all about Caitlin Clark. It certainly is. Now, that was a rematch of last year's championship game. We know that. And I'll hold my hand up as wrong since we're doing that today. Giannotto said when Silverfield wins that whole thing next year, you're going to say, I was wrong. Yep. Well, I was wrong about that. How many of the Elite Eight game would draw? I did not think it would go over the 9.9 million that you had watching the championship game between these two teams last year, and it absolutely blasted it. 12.3 million viewers on ESPN, according to Nielsen. Again, this was an Elite Eight game. Makes it one of the most viewed games in any sport other than NFL football over the past year. It outdrew all but one of the 5 games in last year's NBA Finals, along with the clinching game of last year's World Series, which only drew 11.48. And, of course, Caitlin Clark put on an absolute show in that game with the 41 points and advancing past LSU. I mean, we'd said everything about that night, and for women's college basketball was great. I cannot believe these numbers, all that said. I mean, you had the feature match, everything else, but this was an Elite Eight matchup. It wasn't even the title game, and they absolutely smashed it.
Yep.
I mean, Caitlin Clark... And yes, LSU had a part to do with this, and Kim Mulkey, they're the defending national champs, had a part. But she is a phenomenon. It is clear. She sells out arenas, everywhere she goes. I get my question is, do you get that same level of pop once she goes to the WNBA?
Hell no.
It won't, because Sabrina, it doesn't feel like. Remember how much of a phenomenon
she
was?
When she goes to WNBA.
Now, Caitlin's different than Sabrina. She's on another level. She is.
Yeah.
She is, John. I mean, nobody in NCAA tournament history has had 340-plus games. Like, what she does is phenomenal.
Yes.
But I'm with you that it won't be like this.
It will disappear because the WNBA is not readily accessible. You have to have WNBA league
pass. That's what I'm saying. No one is going to.
It'll fade away.
Right. You're not going to be setting record numbers like you saw the other night Monday night.
She
will drive more. Yeah. That's what I'm asking you. Is it going to shock, like, be bigger than NBA games? No, it's not. It's not.
It will not be.
And so some have argued because of that reason she should go back.
If she has eligibility, she should go back.
She does have eligibility. She made a choice. She's already made her choice to go to the WNBA. Some have criticized. I believe Darren Revelle is one of those that said she would do more because of the base salary.
But I'm saying, like, I'm saying
at Iowa,
you should maximize the time you have. There's no hurry to get to the WNBA.
That's what I'm saying. Her platform is bigger now than it will be. You know,
like, she's not going to have.
She performs so well on it. Like, she revels in the spotlight.
My guess is she's not going to. She's on State Farm commercials,
yes,
right?
Yes, dude. She has mucho dollars coming
in
right now.
I just don't feel like any player in the WNBA has anywhere close to that kind of marketing. You know, they just don't. And there's good players in the WNBA. Like,
none
you said,
of them making more than $240,000.
Now, that's from the WNBA. The endorsements would still, you know.
No, I know, but that's my point.
Yeah,
when we're talking about platforms, it's still compared to what she can make.
Yes,
it's 10 steps down. What she is making
isn't most of her money now.
State Farm
in endorsements, though, is I don't know how the how
I have no idea how much I was paying her, but she getting I guarantee you that State Farm check is big.
Yeah, I mean, she could theoretically take that with her, you know, to the WNBA. I think that would.
I'm sure she will,
at least to start, you know. But I would say don't underestimate the availability and the accessibility of Caitlin Clark games right now. They're on ESPN. You know, everybody has ESPN. Everybody does not have WNBA League Pass. It's $20 a year. I had it last year. I think I had it the year before. But, you know, everybody won't have it.
It was the most watched men's or women's college basketball game ever on ESPN.
Now, I will say this, Jason.
Ever. Men's or women's.
I think you cannot.
That's crazy.
I think you cannot discount the presence of LSU in that record.
I'm not discounting it. She's the reason, though.
I think it was vital that it was LSU. In fact,
that's a rematch.
UConn, Iowa will not be nearly as watched as that game.
Of course not.
Because it's not LSU and Angel Reese, and it's not the villain, right? You had to have the good versus evil going in that game, in that rematch, to break that. I truly believe that. I mean, yes, Caitlin Clark was the main draw, but there was a lot of backdrop to it that I think increased attention probably, you know, three or fourfold. I'll be interested to see what the UConn. I mean, that's Paige Beckers. I mean, that's a star. That's a star-studded matchup there as well. But I just don't think it'll do as well because you don't have all the dynamics at play that you had in LSU and in Iowa. So, but that's the fact that we're even talking about this and dynamics, like, it's, dude, we've been doing this show for what, 8 years? We have never, until this year, maybe last year we talked about it, or 2 years before that, but, like, we really never talked about the women's Final Four. Like, it was not a topic of discussion. I mean, we maybe mentioned it in passing, but to do an entire segment on ratings and players and should they stay or should they go, are you kidding me? That was never happening. Never happening. You know, and I think it's a good thing. I'm a fan of more basketball, you know. You know, and I still don't think y'all have proven that you're ready for my opinion. So we're just going to have to continue to let that one marinate. Maybe someday y'all be ready for it. But I just don't think today's that day. You know, if you want to know privately.
Better just keep that in the dark.
I'll tell you privately, but, you know, I just think some of y'all just not quite ready. No, it's not like that.
We get it.
It's about Caitlin. It's about how I feel about Caitlin. You know what I mean?
You're going to offend some of your own people.
And her game. Mm-hmm. Well, that's every damn day. That's every day that ends in Y, bro.
Well, I mean, that's old John.
That's unbelievable how I am able to do that. But look, at the end of the day, It's
the day going to end.
And for women's basketball, this day has been a beautiful one, you know, where you have the women's basketball is like that eclipse that's coming. Like that eclipse is coming.
That is coming next week. Historic.
Tennessee, I saw on a TikTok, 97%. Yeah.
What, you just saw that yesterday?
Yeah.
Get caught up, bro.
So is it going to be like super dark?
What, the 97% of a full?
Okay.
And I think if you go to Arkansas, you can see it dang near 100.
But
I think that's what Val said.
So the last one that we had was not close to that. I don't remember it. We went outside for that. I mean, I don't remember it being dark.
Who went outside? You did?
We it happened during our show.
Very recently.
It was like 7 years ago. You remember? We had the glasses?
No.
Bro, it happened like four or five, six, 7 years ago.
Then it could not have been what we're about to see.
Yeah, I they were talking about like the bugs coming out the ground, bro. Like for the first time in like 200 years.
I think it was August of 17 right before y'all started.
Yes. Yeah, well, we were starting.
16.
Was it? Oh, 16 y'all started?
Yeah.
This happened.
So you were on.
I don't remember seeing it. It must have been.
I don't think it was like this, though. I don't think it was near, because I don't remember totality and all that.
Dude,
like,
you used to be our science guy.
I know.
And you have dropped the ball since you've had kids.
I know.
You don't have time for science anymore?
I'm telling you right now.
Where's your old your brother, the genius, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I think we canceled him.
He used to be his biggest fan.
Yeah, well, I went to his Orpheum show. He's come on the show twice.
Why did we cancel Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, he got caught up in something, bro.
No.
Like a case. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if it ended up being true or not, but he got caught up in it. So, yeah, I don't think they brought him back for the third season of Cosmos. I think they gave that
to... There were allegations of things.
Yes.
No, you might as well hit the dad brother gone button now. Mm. Sound like he's out of the... He's gone from the mainstream.
Yeah,
I knew I hadn't seen him in a while. Maybe I thought maybe it's just because you weren't bringing him up.
Question on the internet: why did Neil deGrasse get canceled? National Geographic has temporarily shelved his talk program in the wake of an investigation, allegations of groping, and some other four-letter words by three former colleagues. Fox Networks has commenced their probe. Blah 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 blah.
So I don't know what came of that, but
only allegations. Just reading the internet, folks.
Yeah, I don't know if those shows have come back, but that's what happened. That's what happened.
Yep.
But I saw on this TikTok that the cicadas are going to come up for
3 minutes, right? 3.5 minutes.
Like that's the eclipse.
Yep.
Totality.
Oh, I see.
But there's gonna
this is good.
That apparently some bugs that have been underground for 200 years are going to emerge.
Really. We got bugs coming to the
yes.
Wow.
I mean, again, I don't know if that's true or not, but
Ron Olson said it's a boon in Arkansas.
Yeah, but it's only a 3% difference,
and it's 3.5 minutes, for God's sakes.
Right. So I'm not sure if it's really worth the trip all the way over there.
Well, I don't think we get another one for like 40 years, so it's worth the trip.
But
if you want to go, you can say I did it at 100.
But we're going to do it in Memphis at 97.
Yeah, but we won't be full.
We could video
Ron
it.
Will be in the place
He's
where it is full, and we'll be able to say that. You know, that's bucket list type stuff.
Yeah.
Ron
so it's like, okay, here it goes.
Because you're not, I think we, Ron and I both will be gone. Mm. Good chance the next time this comes around.
Right. But it's like, what are you saying?
Dead.
That's what I'm saying.
It's extremely dark out here.
If it's one of the last things you're going to do,
am I the only one that doesn't give a crap?
I mean, I'm interested.
I have
interested
in it.
I care if
whatever.
It gets dark in the middle of the day.
How about that?
I want to see it.
If it doesn't do that, don't call me outside.
I want to see it. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to see it, and I'm going to feel it.
I'll go outside and I'll be part of the pro because I like fun stuff. But like, you know, whatever.
But I just don't know.
Can y'all tell our listeners when it is officially? Is this?
It's like
Monday
April 8th.
Or Tuesday.
April 8th.
It's Monday then.
It's at like 12:40.
Eclipse.
It'll be in the middle of our show.
Yeah. So we just have to make sure we go outside for it.
Well, you can. Call in on the phone and report from out there.
Dark!
Any cancer that comes with
it's so dark!
And the skin cancer.
There's a new bug that's been underground for 224 years!
There is a website called Great American Eclipse, and it has like a ticker, 4 days, 22 hours, and 2 minutes.
You gotta get your glasses.
Yeah, I've got those. My wife already took care of that. My wife is all in on this.
Of course, you can get them free somewhere, I think.
Yeah. There's a company in Memphis.
Library. Memphis Library.
Remember back in 16 when this happened? Or there was like a company, or 17, it cashed in on this in Memphis. It's out in Bartlett. And they,
I vaguely remember that.
We went out there and we got freebies to give away to our listeners. We got a boatload of them. It was a big deal.
Yeah, so the eclipse is going, I don't know if it has anything to do with the eclipse, but the periodical, two broods of periodical cicadas will emerge.
Oh, the cicadas are coming.
So those are the ones that leave the husk behind, right?
Yeah, the little shell.
Yeah. Okay.
Nasty.
Yeah.
They make that creepy sound.
But I'm not sure what, if anything, that has to do with the eclipse. Because it seems like these two things are related.
Well, that's because of the darkness, right?
They're confused. Yes, John.
Oh, is that what that is?
They're into it. They're a darkness type of a insect.
It's going to confuse, disorient them.
Yeah.
CBS News is calling it a cicadageddon.
Oh.
It will be the biggest emergence of this typical bug in centuries. Trillions of them.
So we need to be looking at the ground as opposed to up at the sun, is what you're telling me?
Well, I'll read from CBS. Trillions of evolution's bizarro wonders, red-eyed periodical cicadas that have pumps in their heads and jet-like muscles in their rears, are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possibly centuries, crawling out from underground every 13 or 17 years with a collective song as loud as jet engines. Very, very colorful prose here from CBS.
Good. You can
tell, is this AI? The periodical cicadas are nature's kings of the calendar. This spring, a double dose is going to invade a couple parts of the U.S. in what Connecticut cicada expert John Cooley called cicadageddon. So, and he said they don't do subtle, just so you know. These are going to be weirder and bigger.
See if I can find the sound.
Yeah. And so 1 million cicadas per acre apparently are coming.
The historical rebirth.
Will that have any, like, are they, do they contribute to our ecosystem at all? Or, like, what's the impact here? That seems like a lot of cicadas.
The cicadas are expected to emerge this spring.
Yeah,
so the cicadas will be spotted in at least a dozen states.
I hate that sound.
Mostly in the Midwest and
you don't like that sound?
No.
It makes me think of, like, summer nights. I like it.
When it's super loud.
Oh, it's, like, screeching, man. It gets so loud.
If you sit there and listen to it, you're like, holy cow, you want to go back inside.
You kind of go.
It's overwhelming.
You go kind of crazy.
Exactly.
It appears we need to be ready about 1:55 and it'll last at approximately 3.5 to 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So right at the end of the show, we can have build up to it on Eclipse Day.
And then you'll hear this.
You don't like that sound?
Oh.
That's nasty.
It's overwhelming.
It just makes me feel like I'm at home. You know, like.
Yeah. All in like, 18 million eyes on you.
Like a Memphis summer night. That's what that makes me think of. Right? I mean, the humidity,
It's part of the summer soundtrack.
And it's always at night, isn't it?
Usually evening into night, and then it stops at a certain point.
Y'all know I don't ever see...
You want to write a poem or something, fool?
No, I don't ever see lightning bugs anymore.
Yeah, they're going away. I see them a lot, though.
In some areas, but I do believe there's some science to what you're saying, Neil deGrasse, that they're going away. I think I've read that recently, because I said the same thing to my wife. We don't see them like we used to. When I was a kid, they were everywhere.
Yes.
My kids
used to catch them.
I don't think my kids barely ever done the jar and the fireflies.
Jason,
like it's not even
right.
A thing.
Here it is. Yep.
They're going away.
Turns out firefly numbers are decreasing all over the country and all over the world. Ben Pfeiffer of firefly.org, most of us are seeing a decline in the numbers. Yeah.
They are. They're going away.
Pesticide lose. Here's why. Light pollution, pesticide use, and loss of habitat from overdevelopment.
Make sure you do that with Riley and DJ before
they go away.
The chance is done.
Exactly. I haven't seen them.
Because their kids, I don't know that they'll be able to do it at all.
I have not seen them in a while.
They're going away. In East Tennessee, they're really hot. Like, where you just visited, Jason, and
you can find parts.
That's one of the biggest areas.
I want to tell you, saw a couple.
Yeah, that's a big area. Like, people go there, there's a season, and they're like, it's the thing, you know?
Yeah, it was warm enough.
Yeah.
It's just one of...
Science segment with John Martin.
It's fun.
Yeah, I'm glad I could bring the cicada.
This is about Halen Clark and the record numbers of the NCAA women's tournament.
How did we get there?
And John took us to the cicadas.
Well, that's what happens.
And the fireflies.
People start watching women's basketball. All the cicadas start coming out. You know, the sun dies. You know, I mean, it's like it's over. It's all over. There was a huge tsunami in Japan. You know, I mean, it's just the world
Revelation.
Is coming to an end here. The rapture, no doubt. But anyway, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we'll be ready for it, man. We'll be ready for it. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the NCAA tournament, Memphis basketball. Lots more to come. Jason and John, how are you trying to find me? ESPN. League-altering, I'm told, injury news, Jason.
No, just perhaps game-altering.
Game, I'm sorry.
Line-altering. It comes to the Bucks and Grizzlies tonight. Again, 7 p.m. tip that you can hear right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We now know the Bucks have ruled out Damian Lillard. Also, Chris Middleton and the guy that Brad had mentioned got hurt last night, Patrick Beverley. He started along with Chris Middleton. Both of those guys will be out along with Dame. Dame's got the groin strain, Chris's injury management, and Pat Bev. It was an ankle sprain he went out on last night. Giannis and Beauchamp are probable. My guess is it means Connaughton into the starting lineup. These guys, you have to. I mean, you're going to put him next to Beasley. And you got to figure out something now to replace Middleton, who had 24 last night in the loss. They were losing to – they lost to the Wizards last night with no Dame, but Middleton had 24. Giannis had 35. You're taking Middleton out of the equation. That's why that number's gone down, John, from 13.5 to
right
now 12.5, and I imagine it might go down a little more.
Right.
People are running to the windows to bet Grizz.
But nowhere at the books that I necessarily respect, though, and I think that's kind of why there ain't no way in hell I'm betting this.
Well, we've already said only Bain out, Vince Williams out, you still feel shaky.
Yeah, I mean, Vince Williams has been a big hole for them.
Yep.
He was a big part of the fight, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, he's a good player, and it just blows a hole to your depth. So at Bookmaker, for example, which is, let's see, how much are they taking on this game? I'll tell you in just a second. They are taking just 5,400 right now on it is their max. But they'll get up to at least 10K or as much as 30K by the end of the day.
What does that mean, a max bet?
Yeah, like what they'll take, yeah.
I see.
And that's like one of the offshore, you know.
Huh.
It's one of the biggest, like for a finals game, this particular spot will take $100,000. I mean, if you want the smoke, you
can get it. If you want to have a healthy one.
Yeah, you can get it. They're at 13, Jason. So, you know.
It'll come down.
I can't bet on the Grizzlies, bro.
I'm not asking you to. That number's going to come down a little bit more.
You have psychologically.
They don't have anything. Milwaukee literally has no bench if you're going to pull Connaughton off of it. He gave him 15 last night off the bench. Portis will be the only thing. He was 12 last night off the bench. The rest of it's garbage.
They will
have Beauchamp back, it sounds like. He did not play last night.
Have you placed a psychological wager on the Grizzlies? It feels like
I'm starting to think this is going to be pretty competitive.
Wow.
No, I mean, it is the second night of a back-to-back for Milwaukee, so, you know, Giannis going to have to do it all again.
Yep.
He was pretty good in a loss last night. 35, 15, and 10 they'd lose at the Wizards. Still will be on high alert. They'll just be doing it shorthanded. I'm feeling like it's going to be competitive, John. certainly within the 13.5 that you could have gotten it at earlier. You're missing an opportunity.
Man,
it's okay. We'll come in here tomorrow and I'll tell you.
None of that, bro.
I'll tell you. We were going to make a deal where we just use John's money and I make the bet.
Yeah. that's dangerous.
That's a great deal.
I mean,
that's
dangerous. It's a great deal. It's like a Ryan Silverfield type deal for
me. He's a funder. You know what I'm saying? He's a backer.
John's going to fund me. Put me a little smooch on the game tonight.
This is how bad I am at gambling. I was convinced when I put $25 on Illinois against UConn, and UConn went in there and smoked that ass. I don't have any problem. This is why gambling, you can be so confident, and then somebody busts their ankle in Houston game, and it is over.
I'm basically never confident. I mean, all you can do is try to get the best number and trust what your eyeballs tell you and, you know, hope that the two agree. But
who are you making money at gambling?
Oh,
you
yeah.
make money. Like, you could stop working here and gamble and make a living and pay your bills.
That's different, right? So that's different.
I'm talking about paying bills.
I would never, so, ever.
Damn fool gonna try that.
Ever. And there are people who do.
Civilian.
I would never
that's the
be
difference
a full-time
professional
gambler.
But I'm saying make
gambler.
Money not working another job.
No, I'm not making that kind of money from this.
Yeah.
But I'm not betting in a way because it's just like anything else. You would try
I went down a rabbit hole, Jason.
I mean,
oh, you're good.
No, Jason.
I love talking about John's betting habits. How much money he's losing.
That's right.
I'm not trying to get you on record here,
John.
Look,
you're trying to have an ROI, realistically, of anywhere from 3 to 5%. I mean, anything other than that is going to be hot.
Yeah, that's a slight margin there.
Right?
There are banks now better than that.
So think about this. If you're going to be doing it for a living, and your ROI,
yeah, you got to put your margin up, and you got to put the money up.
How much would you have to? Right. How much would you have to bet to make a livable on 3.5%?
It's not set up for it. It's just
definitely not. It's supplemental for me.
Yep.
It's supplemental.
Oh well, good. I'm glad you got a side hustle here.
That's exactly what it is for me. It's like it's something that like the way I approach it is like, yo, let me just over the course of 12 months pay for if I'm doing it right, a really nice Disney trip.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing it right.
Right.
You know, that would be how I look at it. It's just funny money, you know?
Right.
Like it's not I would never
I mean, let's put a funny money bet on the game tonight then.
No, not on the Grizzlies.
It's funny money.
I mean, I'm not just going to piss it away,
but it's my bet.
Yeah, but it's my money, man. So
I'm not asking you for a big advance here. We're just going to put down a little smooch on it. Well, a little $10 smooch.
Man, you got...
So I can come in here being right, and you're going to be giving
Have you been liquidated?
How much is that going to pay out?
Have you been liquidated?
How much
there?
Will 10 for the Grizzlies to cover the line pay me out tomorrow? Enough for a little lunch,
10,
won't it?
10 would pay...
$10 bet.
$9.90.
Come on, John. Let's do it together.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.